listeners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at VerisHP.com. Veris Health Partners.
Daniel will not stop crying. I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the period of purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
It's time to give peace a chance, and today is a great day to get started. This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Tasca King with ADX Digital and Radio Advertising Sales, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. Bit of a chilly one today. Chilly and drizzles. Reminds me of where I moved from. This segment with Lisa Newell, who is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, is brought to you by Dale's Marine Construction. Live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction. Lisa Newell, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I'm not a big fan of this weather either because it might affect our holiday weekend plans.
I know. We finally got a parade back, but we might not, right?
Parade. Yeah, I'm worried about it. I just checked to see if there's been any word yet. I certainly hope that it does work out. Jill Broxton Teston, she has done a great job trying to resurrect this parade after the for years the Chamber of Commerce did it in conjunction with the City of Gulf Breeze.
Yeah.
And then I guess after COVID, you know, it kind of went away. But it is scheduled to roll Saturday morning at 10 through Gulf Breeze, Shoreline Drive from the high school to Sunset Drive. So hopefully it will work. I've heard they have about 50 entrants, so it's going to be a pretty good parade for 50 people in there. So hopefully it will roll. And the Holly Jolly Market is also Saturday, and that's going to be 100 vendors selling all kinds of unique items. But there's going to be food, entertainment, things for the kids to do. So if it is a rainy day, that might be a great option for you to get out, take the kids. Look around, have a great time.
Yeah, so, the alternative. And by the way, you know, because we cover all these areas, we're thinking about the Navarre Parade, which is the afternoon, and then the Milton Parade, which is the evening, and, you know, what the rain might do to all three of those this weekend. So, yeah, fair concern. There's kind of a cool story in the news about Gulf Breeze news, right?
Yeah, so Woodlawn Beach Middle School teacher, Mrs. Beebe, she had reached out to us because she wanted to have newspapers, and we drop off newspapers to all the schools. She wanted to know if she could use the newspapers in her curriculum. We're like, of course, that's what we dropped them off for. Well, she was actually teaching her students at Woodlawn Beach Middle School about Anne Frank. And there was an article that I wrote because I was inspired by a story I heard from Steve Nissim about his father, who tried to flee the Nazis when he was a young kid, only 13 years old, and set out apart from his family and had to basically hop on board different ships to stay one step ahead of the Nazis, and he did so. And they took that story and incorporated it into their curriculum and learned all about World War II and, you know, how a child their age approximately, was struck out on his own and was able to save his own life, even though many of his family members were killed in World War II. So,
wow.
they were able to use that story. And a lot of them had never actually looked at a newspaper, did not even know how to refold it or use the sections or anything.
So you're hurting my soul now, but
I'm excited. I know.
Well, a good thing came out of a deficiency. Well, that's great. That's really cool. The the speed zone cameras. Milton is doing a study. Santa Rosa County is going to have a public hearing about authorizing them. The city of Gulf Breeze took a step, right?
They are looking at it like everyone else is, and it's one of those things where we do have red light cameras, but there are no cameras in the school zones where when they're trying to, we have that one stretch in the city where all three schools are right together. And generally, when I'm traveling, I don't see anyone really speeding because there's a lot of traffic, for one thing. But if someone did, the police cars that are there monitoring, they would have to leave the area and go chase that person down.
Right.
So they are looking at possibly adding the cameras to the speed zone areas, yes.
We also had a very unfortunate death became ruled as a homicide. Santa Rosa County Sheriffs are working on it.
They are, and I did hear that they have identified a person of interest in the death of a 25-year-old woman. And unfortunately, I hear that she has a 5-year-old daughter, and they have identified a person of interest. This happened in the unincorporated area of Gulf Breeze, and we are still waiting to get more information from the sheriff's office to find out what happened. Obviously, very tragic.
Yeah, when we talked to him on Monday, the sheriff acted like arrest he expected to be within days, and we haven't gotten subsequent word yet. But as you say, a person of interest, and they think they know who did it, which, quick resolution is always better. We're talking to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, hang out for just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash, 110 southbound, right at mile marker 4. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that, so use caution. Also, a vehicle crash with injuries at 300 Dixie Lane. So again, they're saying there's a roadblock associated with that as well. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Lisa Newell. Lisa, just a couple of the, there's so much in the paper today. I didn't want to go without covering some of it. You've got a story about the gun detecting dog that the Gulf Breeze police are looking for the high school. And also applications at the middle school and the elementary. We've got a story about MenPact as well, right?
MenPact. That's a really interesting story because you've heard of Impact 100
or
some of these other things that we have, like Gulf Breeze Will Do,
right.
Women coming together, pooling their memberships. Well, this was an organization founded by a man named Shay Morris. Shay had been going through kind of a rough patch, and his friends really helped him out. And they started thinking, what can we do to help other people? So they thought of a lot of different reasons. They would, donate to Angel Trees, doing different things. And they said, we'd like to do something on a bigger level. And we really believe that there are a lot of men out there who would like to be involved, and they would like to have the same kind of impact that these other women's groups do.
Right.
So they decided to name it MenPact, M-E-N-P-A-C-T. And they ended up getting enough members in their first year that they were able to award $73,000 in grants to 10 different organizations. Or actually, I think maybe 11 organizations. So it was a huge success.
Is it the same model? Is it $1,000 per man, or is it different for each person?
$500.
Okay, got it.
$500 per man, and it's not limited. It goes into this area through Escambia, Santa Rosa counties. They had people apply. They had a lot of people. I think 37 different organizations applied, and they were able to give money back $10,000. To each of them. I think one of them got $3,000 because they had a little extra.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was a great organization. And, why should women have all the fun, right?
Right. No, and I love the idea of different levels because, as you and I have talked about many times, Will Do fills the sort of the smaller gaps that Impact 100. The grant sizes are just too large at $100,000. And I love this, too, because it seems to be kind of in that intermediate range. You got a story about a kid collecting books. You've got a story about the restoration of the boardwalk, which is, I think, a really good story, obviously, for Gulf Breeze. And a new principal coming for the Soundside High School. Like, all kinds of stuff. So the paper is chock full, and it is even an educational resource in the Gulf Breeze Regional Schools. Lisa Newell publishes the paper every single week. Lisa, thank you for the time and the work you do educating the community. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
thank you so much. And I really hope to see you in the breeze at the parade if it rolls.
Yes, ma'am. Hopefully on Saturday. All right, 819 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good. I say that all the time, and you might think those words just, you know, kind of come out automatically, but it is true. You know, one of the things is if you go to a dealership, right, you're going to see, you know, the Hondas or the GMs or the Audis or, you know, whatever, the Fords, okay? And then they're going to have a smattering of, you know, used cars, right, of maybe different varieties. When you go to Frontier, there's everything. There's all kinds of different things. You know, you might have multiple of each kind, but at least you can get a good sample of all the SUVs that are out there. Not the brand new ones, of course, but the ones that are maybe a year or two or 3 years young in good condition with low miles. That's what they specialize in. But right side by side, you can compare all of them. So if you want to drive five or six trucks and see what you really like, or drive five or six minivans and see what you really like, or sedans or whatever, that's the point. You can compare them all without having to drive all around town, without having to go meet like five different salespeople and tell them your life story and give them your driver's license and then explain to them why you're not buying their car just yet. Like, it's just easier. Start at Frontier Motors. They've been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers, tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hi, this is Katie King with E.W. Bullock, wishing you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors, wishing you a safe holiday season. And remember, please don't drink and drive.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you happy holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, I hate Smurfs.
Good morning, 823 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Oh, he's on the phone. He's frantically signaling at me. I'm on the phone, you fool! Okay, all right. Sorry, I'll back off. All right. What was I going to tell you? Oh, this is just kind of an interesting one. I've seen this post on social media a bunch in the last couple of days. It's a picture of 9 Supreme Court justices, and they're all Clarence Thomas. And the post basically says, Liberals say conservatives are racist. Meanwhile, our ideal Supreme Court looks like this. And that's true. That's true. What conservatives believe in is philosophical diversity, and very broadly speaking, and this is, you know, not all liberals fall in this category, but, you know, the sort of modern identity politics-based demography is everything. Liberalism believes that diversity is, you know, gender and race and age and, you know, sexual orientation. And, you know, I think that if you have a room full of, you know, a black liberal and a black conservative, or a black Catholic and a black atheist, you have, you know, diversity, not because there's black people, but because there's different religions or different political systems. You know, there's very little diversity between, you know, I don't know, a Barack Obama and a Bill Clinton, let's say. You know, it looks like diversity because, look, one's black and one's white. But, you know, they're very similar in their belief systems. So it's not real diversity. And that's the thing that we've... Now, there is actually a part of this post about what diversity looks like or what an ideal... I wouldn't want a Supreme Court that was all Clarence Thomas's, because I believe that part of the greatness of the Supreme Court is that it's not everybody sees everything the same way, that they come with some different perspectives. Frankly, I even like the fact that we have some people on the Supreme Court that I think are wrong almost all the time. You know, I like Elena Kagan being on the court. She's kind of the best of the... Well, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson does a really good job. Sonia Sotomayor shouldn't be on the court, in my opinion. But, you know, she just doesn't do a very good job. But I like that there's disagreement. I like that there's diversity of viewpoint. That brings out the most truth. It's just the same reason why you have both sides argue the case, because you want to bring out all the sides. You have all these amicus briefs that present the ideas. And so I understand the gist of the post, that we'd be thrilled to have a black guy like Clarence Thomas representing conservatism, but I actually wouldn't be thrilled to have one particular viewpoint replicated 9 times beyond the court. I want there to be some diversity on a city council, on a county commission, in the Tallahassee legislature, whether it's the House or the Senate, and even on the Supreme Court as well. Now, I'm happier if the liberals are present but a minority. That's my preference. But diversity of viewpoint is important to making sure the process encompasses all the appropriate discussion and isn't just, you know, I mean, why have 9 if they're all going to be the same person? You know, if they're all going to represent the same thing, then why do you need 9 of them? Just do it with 1. 826 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with that structure fire, Pauline Street at County Road 297 in Cantonment. Use caution. Also, a vehicle crash with a roadblock, I-110 southbound, right at mile marker 4. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need a roof to be repaired or to be replaced, or you're not sure, okay, Quality Roofing Solutions, they can take care of you. 4.9 rated on Google. They've done 10,000 roofs in the last 19 years since Brian Ward founded the company in 2006. And, you know, about 10% is repair, about 90% is replace. And you think, oh, I'm sure they're always trying to get you to replace. Well, no, not always. 10%, you know, or repair. But a lot of times the thing is, you know, if it was just some, I don't know, an object hit it, like a tree limb fell and it just needs to be repaired. Okay, that's one thing. But a lot of times it needs a repair because there are sort of general health and aging issues for the roof. And by the time you mobilize them to come out and do a repair, it might actually be more cost effective just go ahead and do everything instead of coming back in 2 or 3 years and doing everything. And especially nowadays with insurance and wanting to shorten that threshold of roof replacement to, what, 10 years, I think is now what they're talking about. It's crazy. So you might save money on doing it now as opposed to doing it later. And if you do a wind mitigation inspection because there's better technology on your replacement roof, you might actually save enough to offset the cost of the roof itself. Anyway, lots of factors to go into this. But they'll walk you through all of it. They will talk slower than I do, okay? They will talk like normal person pace. That's what they do. Plus, they support local charities. Plus, they'll give you this massive documentary record of what they did before, during, and after with pictures online that you can use if there's ever a claim. Just, they do it right, okay? 777-0961, QualityRoofingSolutions.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headline. Second try, David, you're off the phone?
I apologize for that. The VA called me about something.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
It's
live radio. We adapt, you know? No big deal.
Absolutely. So there has been an arrest. You may have heard this on Fox News here in the last update at 8 o'clock. There's been an arrest in connection with pipe bombs placed at the Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters the night before the January 6th Capitol riots. Multiple reports say a Virginia man has now been taken into custody on that. This is following a 5-year investigation. A classified briefing being held today for lawmakers on the U.S. strikes on suspected Venezuelan narco boats. Navy Admiral Frank Bradley will be pressed about the multiple strikes on the same boat from September 2nd.
Did you just say classified? It's going to be behind closed doors?
It's what this says. A classified briefing.
I mean, it kind of makes me happy that they're actually going to get firsthand information and get it in a setting where they can't, where he can't say, I can't tell you. But I did want to watch this.
You and everybody else.
I know. Yeah. All right, go on.
A lot of interest in that. And a licensed private investigator now knows his punishment for trespassing at the home of Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Justin Fisher entered a 12-month diversion program in court on Tuesday. He was arrested back in September after he apparently gained access to Kelce's gated community in an effort to serve legal papers.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. If you've been listening to us all day, and our Channel 3 has been doing a great job reporting this, the weather for the next couple of days is going to be rainy, with the worst of it looking like it's going to be tomorrow and maybe on Saturday. And so, obviously, we're all thinking about parades. I mean, Pensacola's not for another week, but Gulf Breeze is tomorrow, is a Saturday morning, and then Milton, and then in the between you got Navarre. And so we're all kind of waiting to find out what's going to happen with that. Oh, a couple of text people commenting on the Supreme Court. Somebody says there should always be diversity in Supreme Courts and other courts and other committees. Humans are not clones. Agreed. Somebody else says the three liberal judges are activists, not keepers of the Constitution. That could be true. I do not think that is true, particularly of Ketanji Brown Jackson, does a really good job of bringing up the historical context for a lot of things. I'm not quite as dismissive of either of them or Kagan is that.
Therese Crowley, the elusive D.C. pipe bomber, is under arrest. Fox has learned a man in Virginia in FBI custody over the pipe bombs planted the night before the Capitol riot, who eluded capture 4 years. President Trump posting, I'm dealing with the poisoning of America. As a Navy Admiral, Mitch Bradley briefs House and Senate leaders why the second killing strike on a narco-terror drug boat was not a war crime. With an ABC source reporting two crew scrambled back aboard after the first strike to salvage the drugs. The president also working on making cars more affordable, with the DOT rescinding Biden fuel economy standards of 55 miles a gallon.
There's basically no car anywhere in the U.S. that's being made that would meet that standard. So otherwise, what they're doing is they're trying to make everybody buy electric cars.
Economic Council Chair Kevin Hassett, the move expected to save $1,000 a vehicle. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is cloudy this morning, 47 degrees right now. And, of course, we'll get to our full forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. That's on the way in just a few minutes. Governor Ron DeSantis pointing to Tennessee's special election this week as a sign that Republicans cannot rely on strong districts to deliver big margins. He says lackluster turnout could weaken the party's grip on the Florida legislature next year.
Tell them you think you want to make universities woke again. See if they'll vote for you for that. Tell them you wanted to make Florida a sanctuary state, the bill I vetoed in the special session.
The governor also accusing House GOP leaders of undercutting his efforts on issues like campus ideology and immigration enforcement. He says moves like that would risk discouraging the very voters that the party needs to show up. New details on that arrest of a foiled bank robbery on Nine Mile Road just the day before Thanksgiving. According to an arrest report, Gwendolyn Brown passed a note to a teller demanding $16,000 and claiming that unknown individuals were holding her son hostage. Well, the teller did hand over that cash initially. Brown immediately broke down crying and told staff stories about, conflicting stories, that is, about where her son was actually being held. Deputies searched the area. They say they found no hostages and no suspicious vehicles. The bank employee recovered the money, and Brown was charged with communications fraud and grand theft. She has been since released from jail on $5,000 bond. In Century, the town council there has reversed course on the controversial rental rate hike for the community center. The council dropped that rental fee from $500 to $350 after getting numerous complaints about declining usage. The fee hike had threatened the future of their annual MLK Jr. ceremony held by the Century Flomaton Improvement Association. The council voted to waive that rental fee entirely for the MLK Day event, although renters will still have to pay a $150 refundable deposit. Events with more than 75 attendees there require security as well. The council says they'll be considering other rental waivers for nonprofits and government agencies. Well, Senator Ashley Moody is behind an effort to increase penalties for those who attack ICE agents. Moody said yesterday she's co-sponsoring the Protect and Respect ICE Act. That act would double the penalty for those attacking federal agents. Moody said it would ensure that we have our officers' backs while they protect ours. 834 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a wet day in store for you today with those showers starting this morning, lasting through the afternoon and in the evening. 100% chance of that rain with a high near 53 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying very mild in the 50s. Going into Friday, we will have clouds and those showers continuing. 90% chance of rain, high near 63. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 54. Keeping your rain chances high on Saturday, 80% chance of rain, high near 60 degrees. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 48. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic's brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Taking a look at the big board, we're still working that structure fire that we have on Pauline Street and County Road 297 in Cantonment. Just use caution through that area. Also, a vehicle crash with injuries. Let's see here. Looks like it's at Airport Boulevard and Brent Lane on the ramp. They're saying the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. And we've got 47 degrees right now with cloudy skies. Not seeing any rain reported at the moment, but expecting some showers here throughout the day. Our next news at 9, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. And I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Taking a look at your money now, our markets here at the opening bell. The Dow is up about 0.25% at 47,992.30. The S&P is up 0.1%, 68,57.63. NASDAQ, no big changes there. It's sitting right at 23,456.935. Looking at the 10-year bond rate, it is up a bit, 4.085%. Gold prices up 590 at 42.3840. Silver is down 49 cents this morning, 58.13. And Bitcoin is down 412. And it's sitting at 92.679 right now. Taking a look at our financial headlines today. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian says he's optimistic about the holiday travel season. Now, this is despite losses incurred during the federal government shutdown.
Bastian told investors Wednesday that Christmas and New Year's look strong. While the Sunday after Thanksgiving broke the Atlanta-based airline's record for most bookings in a day, the shutdown cost Delta roughly $200 million due to cancellations and flight cuts from the FAA. The airline is still, though, expected to make $5 billion in profits this year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. President Trump rolling back fuel economy standards for American auto producers yesterday from the Oval Office. The president announced that he would lower standards set by the Biden administration, which required passenger cars and light trucks to have a fuel efficiency of around 50 miles per gallon by 2031. Trump says the old standards will only jack up the price of vehicles. And he says this is a move to force American move to force American families to buy higher priced electric vehicles. Well, AI startup Anthropic is now in the early stages of launching an initial public offering. The company that makes the Claude chatbot has started working with a law firm that handles IPOs for companies like Google and Lyft. The Anthropic IPO could happen sometime in 2026. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Season's greetings from our Gulf Breeze Natural Gas team. Holiday nights means it's time to gather around your fireplace with your family. We are proud to serve all of Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. If you'd like to learn more about the benefits of natural gas for your home or business, please visit gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. We also offer appliance rebates. And remember, we are here to help make natural gas your holiday style, your holiday comfort, and your energy.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo, Lenovo.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7. Wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed. Then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpy Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola Right Now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Gentlemen, it doesn't sound like either of these two birds that you want to represent the entire state are found in my neck of the woods in the panhandle. However, the mockingbirds are. I hear their sweet songs most morning. What is it that you have against the panhandle?
You're recognized, sir.
That's a good question, Rep. Nothing against the panhandle. And actually, they are up here. They're in St. Mark's area as well. And actually go all the way up as far as Wisconsin sometimes in the summer. So there.
I can't help but be a little bit offended that you consider Tallahassee part of the panhandle. I understand the state's turns.
So this is from the conversation about the state bird, House Bill 11. Alex Andrade sits on this committee, the I Kid You Not Natural Resources and Disaster Subcommittee. Yeah, I watched it. It was only 16 minutes long. It was worth it. Well worth it. Very funny conversation. And it's always fascinating. We have these symbolic conversations about the state bird. I actually have not the question you're thinking I'm going to ask today. You're thinking I'm going to ask you what should the state bird be. But I'm not. Should I ask that question?
No. Please.
I mean, it's a good question. I'll ask two questions.
That'd be a fun
answer. Here we go. Here we go. Okay? Two questions. What should the state bird be? It's currently the mockingbird, but they want to make it the flamingo and the scrub jay. And Alex says, let's add the pelican as the fishing bird. So weigh in on that, 437-1620. But the real question, the second question is, where does the panhandle end? 437-1620. Alex got a little uppity offended or whatever you want to say with these South Florida guys who are trying to push the flamingo on us that does not exist in our part of the state. And, saying that Tallahassee is not in the panhandle. Okay, I'm not from Florida. I've lived here 11 years. I would have said that Tallahassee is in the panhandle because shape-wise, it's in the panhandle. But I looked it up because that's what you do. And I've got different answers for this. But, one answer is the Apalachicola River. That's quite a ways in. That's basically west of the point, okay, is where that is. You could theoretically, if you're just doing pure shape, you go far east as the Suwannee River that's like right at the breakoff point. Draw a line straight south from Valdosta. But so my question, a two-parter. You can answer either or both. 437-1620. What do you want the state bird to be? Again, it is currently the mockingbird. Do you want it to be the scrub jay, the flamingo, the pelican, something else? The blue angel? I don't know. The snow bird? lots of answers are available here. 437-1620. Should it be a vote? Like, should we have a referendum on this? I think so. And then, where does the panhandle go? Like, what is the end of the panhandle? 437-1620. All right. So, first of all, PJ, who is also not a native Floridian, you've lived here how long?
3 years.
3 years. Okay. A newbie.
Relatively new.
Yeah, from Wisconsin. first of all, what should the state bird be?
I like somebody who said the blue heron earlier.
Okay, yeah, they're everywhere.
Thought that was a good one.
That's a good one. All right, and where does the panhandle end?
I would have to say Panama City Beach.
Oh, short.
Congressman Petronas is from that area.
Just the edge.
Said that was the Panhandle.
Okay, all right. So that's even farther west than the Apalachicola River. Not by much, but, you know, it's sort of a little west there. All right, fair enough. Good. 437-1620. Lots of things to weigh in on this morning for the frivolous topic. Meg, who looked discouraged that I asked what the state bird should be. Why?
Well, I like a lot of the birds.
Oh, you don't want to have to pick one.
Yeah, it's hard because I love the mockingbird. I have mockingbirds in my neighborhood.
Oh, so nice.
I love those.
Alex does, too. He says he hears them every day. So.
My first thought is the pelican, just because I love the pelicans.
The pelican is a weird, cool...
It's just cool.
...wild bird.
Yeah,
it really is. It's unusual.
To us. I mean, yeah. But the other one
it's kind
that
of
I love...
It's kind of the Fat Albert of the aviation community. Like, it's,
yeah, it's
you know, big
cool...
beak, big bulgy belly, you
they're
know,
just cool.
Diving into the water.
Yeah, they're just cool birds.
They are.
But I'm tending to go with the heron only because of my experience on Pensacola Beach. I don't know if you're aware, but there's a very famous heron on Pensacola Beach.
Is that Fred? Is that
Fred.
The one you're talking about? Okay.
Yes.
So I misunderstood that earlier. Somebody said Fred bird, and I thought, because my background with the Cardinals, that's what I was thinking
No.
But no.
If it's Fred, then I'm all in.
If it's Fred the blue heron?
Yeah.
For the whole state. One bird.
Yes. Why not? I mean, we have the eagle for the whole country. Why not have the heron for the whole state?
All right. And then for the, you've been in Pensacola, you've been in Florida for how long?
Oh, gosh. Almost 30 years.
Oh, so you're a long time.
And
you're not a native, but you're close.
I lived over in Panama City area, et cetera.
Okay.
But
where does the panhandle end?
So to me, it's the panhandle, by definition, is a visual, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking at the state from above, and everything from the Big Bend west is the panhandle.
Okay, so that's kind of how I think of it.
And that includes north and south, whatever that
almost
handle
the Suwannee
is.
River, almost Valdosta, because that's the panhandle in geographic terms.
Yeah, if you're looking at the picture, it's a panhandle.
Right.
That's where the nickname comes from.
It's
and it
the
goes
handle
up.
Where you hold on to the rest of the state of Florida's pan.
Exactly. I think. No, exactly. So I think of it as all the way from the Big Bend all the way west.
Okay, interesting. 437-1620, PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. Airport Boulevard at Brent Lane. They're saying the roadway is clear there. Also, a new vehicle crash that just popped up, I-110 southbound, right at mile marker 6. That's near Burgess, near Road Block. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Mile marker 6 near Burgess.
Well, like visually, mile marker 6, if you were Burgess, would be kind of underneath.
Okay. Oh, okay. Burgess, I got you. Narrowing. All right. Okay. Fair enough. Because I'm like, Burgess doesn't, you know, anymore. It just, but no, you're fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
And in terms of our legislators, I'm guessing that for them, anything that's not Miami or Orlando is the panhandle.
Yeah. The panhandle is everything, you know, above
it's
the Everglades. Are they still there? God, what time zone is it there?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So.
Yeah, it doesn't help we're in a different time zone.
They don't know. They'll never know.
True.
And that's fine. I kind of like to not be known by the people in Miami. 437-1620. Okay, so we got a couple of questions here. What should the state bird be, and where does the panhandle end? I still think the snowbird, somebody says, the snowbird. I kind of like the snowbird. It's a little funny. And there's, mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot of them. You know, they're maybe, you
is
know, harder
the Michigan
to identify.
Or the Wisconsin.
Anybody
or
who comes here, anybody who lives there and here.
Canada.
You know, anybody, that's right. And the panhandle ends at Tallahassee, as far as I'm concerned. You could try to be technical and say it ends at the like central time zone, but, you know, that's west of Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Panhandle goes from I-10 to the west of I-75. Oh, okay. So all along there. And the seagull should be the state bird. Let's see. 437-1620. The panhandle ends at the Georgia-Alabama line. Well, I mean, yeah, but...
The north. They're talking about the north side.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's the time zone.
Yeah, they're talking about the north side, like if you're looking at it.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was thinking the line between Alabama and Georgia and Florida. And I'm like, well, that's an east-west line. That doesn't help
me. I think
me.
They're talking... I could be wrong, but I think they're talking about the north side.
Yeah, the time zone. That mm-hmm. that would make...
Which would include Tallahassee. Going on the north edge.
I have to look at a map on that. Is Tallahassee... Tallahassee is eastern time zone, mm-hmm. and Tallahassee is east of the Georgia-Alabama line.
Oh, okay. I'm not looking at a map.
Yeah, I'm just... Because of that, and I had to double-check to make sure I was right about that. Let's see. The blue heron would be a great representation, a representative both in the pan... And the panhandle stops at the Apalachicola River. The time zone border is where it stops. Okay. I think... Gosh, might be the Appalachian. This Google Maps is not helping me because it's not giving me exactly what I want here. That might be where the time zone is the Apalachicola River. Because isn't that the border between Alabama or is that the Chattahoochee? All these things I should know and do not. Anyway, let's see. Somebody says the state bird should be the mockingbird as they cover so many birds, like as a category. I think it's the northern mockingbird specifically. Let's see. Somebody else says the mosquito should be the state bird of Florida.
That's a good one.
You know, there is a sense in which you cannot argue that fact.
I love that.
That there is, you know, it's kind of like in Illinois, it was the blinker on top of the construction cones, we used to joke, was our state bird, because every road in Illinois is always under construction.
That's cute.
The mosquito, that's a good one. I hate mosquitoes. That should be a different question for a different day. What insect would you wipe out? I'm going to write that down. Because for me, mosquitoes. Anyway, let's see. A native Floridian and Pensacolian here telling me your creds. Give me your street cred. State bird should be the flamingo, and the panhandle ends at the Suwannee River. Oh, okay. See, that's kind of how I look at it. And you too a little bit. As it should be at the breakaway point. Let's see. Dan says the state bird is the mosquito unless you're in Pensacola, and the other bird is the jailbird.
Oh,
see, everyone's got jokes. I like that. somebody else says the panhandle ends at Jefferson County. It spans Georgia state line to the Gulf. Clean cut separation for North Florida. The crow should be the state bird. They're very misunderstood, but can be sociable, and they're intelligent. Somebody says, ooh, I love the blue heron, and also the seagull. And I want many birds. I'm kind of with Meg, I think, is what this person is saying. The panhandle culturally. Oh, here we go. Nuance. Ready?
Oh.
Culturally, the panhandle ends at Apalachicola River, but geographically at the Suwannee River. How is Andrew McKay not demanding that the state bird should be the cardinal? Well, I didn't want to bring it up. I will say this. If you live, the question is, who is the state bird for? And where I think the representatives that are advocating for the flamingo have gone wrong is they're making it seem like the state bird that everybody else thinks should be Florida state bird should be Florida state bird. Like, what do people outside of Florida think is the state bird of Florida? Well, they think it's a flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not doing it for them, brother. You know? And I don't care what they think. I want our bird to represent us. And so it should be what the natives or the transplants or the whoever people who live here think. Now, a lot of them will think flamingo too. But I think you can make a really good case for the pelican or the heron, either one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both, I mean, wonderful. And no offense to the flamingo, you know, but it's...
It's funny, it should be a city bird. I always think of Miami when I think of a flamingo.
Oh, interesting.
From Miami Vice.
Okay, because that's the way that's the picture in your head.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure the state bird in Florida is known as the snowbird. Well done. Apalachicola River is the limit. And the turkey vulture. Oh, that's... Okay, so the turkey vulture is a good suggestion because they are everywhere.
Hmm.
And they are the big, ugly bird of prey that when you look up in the sky and you can tell that it's not an osprey and it's not an eagle, you know, it's a turkey vulture. You know, that's what it's doing. No, I agree with you about that. Pelican and the panhandle, I always assume, was at Apalachicola Bay. Chattahoochee River, somebody says. Apalachicola River, somebody else says. Time zone demarcation and clarifies that is what that is. I've never thought about this before, but if we're going to go by shape, shouldn't we live in the pot handle? Which is extra funny for Florida, right?
Yes.
The pot handle.
Y'all are on it this morning.
Yeah, no, this is funny. It's funny. It's not really a pan, or if it is, you've bent something the wrong way. we could have a whole conversation about what is the shape of Florida exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I, too, am an original cheesehead from Appleton. However, I've been here for 20 years, so I'm now a Floridian. I like the pelican and not the flamingo. The mockingbird is a pain in the butt. Apalachicola River for the time zone change. I'm a native Floridian. I'd say Apalachicola River. East of the Big Bend is not really part of the panhandle. The palmetto bug is our state bird. Y'all are salty today. Yeah, they do fly. The worst ones do fly. The skitterer, as I call them. The state bird is a snowbird. Everyone knows that, LOL. The most common bird in Florida is the northern cardinal. Yes! Yes! I'm not really going to advocate for that. That would be pushing my cred too far. I've been here 11 years. I still can't quite pull off advocating for the cardinal. I would call it the pot handle for reasons other than its shape. 853 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The holidays keep getting bigger and better at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area. Their holiday sale is happening now with 25% off of a number of Bernina and Burnett accessories, including a special offer on select Burnett machines. Financing is available. Find the perfect stocking stuffers for the sewer or crafter on your list. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's easy!
It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so true.
Great song. A little bit of a mood clash for me with where we were a little bit ago, but okay. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. Airport Boulevard at Brent Lane, right on the ramp there. They're saying the roadway is clear. Also, another vehicle crash, I-110 southbound, right at mile marker 6 as you're passing over Burgess and Creighton. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
I sometimes get accused, whether actually or in my own imagination, because I do a pretty good job accusing myself, of being, you know, too Gen X focused on my music and, you know, not including enough of our audience is slightly older, you know, so not playing enough Billy Joel or Bruce Springsteen, which are, you know, I mean, they're still within the sort of that category, but not, you know.
It's okay. I take care of that during pep talk.
There you go. All right. 437-1620. What was I going to tell you about? It was something that was actually kind of a cool thing. Let me see if I can remember. I got totally distracted from my own topics. It happens. We just as a note, yesterday the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds had a crash. Had an ejection that led to the plane being destroyed. A Class A mishap is what they call it. The pilot is fine, or at least is in stable condition. I've seen reports that say it was the number 5 jet, which you would presume would mean it's the number 5 pilot, which their numbering is just like our numbering for the Blue Angels. That would be the lead solo. And if that was, in fact, the current number 5, that would be Major Jeff Downey. But, you know, there's a lot of kind of ifs there. We haven't officially been told that it was the number 5. That's from reports, and have not officially been told that he was, in fact, the pilot. There's all kinds of other things that are at least possible within that sphere. There is a video of the plane crashing and, of course, of him ejecting, or of somebody, you know, coming down in a parachute. It's a very, very short video, and it sounds like this.
Oh,
which is
so bad.
I think that's the right reaction when you see a plane explode on the ground. And thank God, you know, he's survived. So, you know, that's that. That's a little tepid, actually, compared to how some people would react to it. So, the Thunderbirds have had a they've had a number of mishaps. They had one in in 2018. They had a jet that they lost, and oh my gosh, if I'm trying to work on memory here, I think the pilot ejected in that case as well. They had in 2016. You may not remember this, but it's pretty vivid for me because I rode with Jeff Koos when he was the narrator, the number seven. So for me, he's always seven, even though obviously most of the community thinks of him as six because he was the opposing solo. And, of course, he died in June of 2016. But that same exact day, you had Major Alex Turner was the number six pilot for, or was he the, no, he was number six at the time. He was the number six pilot for the Thunderbirds. And remember, they were flying over Colorado Springs, over the Air Force Academy, when Obama was there. And he ejected. Okay, they lost that jet the same day. So I think this is now the third Class A jet loss mishap that the Thunderbirds have had even in the last decade, which is a lot. I mean, that's a lot. And kind of, you know, I only know Major Turner because I had a chance to meet him when they came and, you know, flew with the Blue Angels several years ago. And, of course, Commander Weiser, Frank Weiser, who replaced Jeff Koos, and I have a picture of all of us together.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
We don't know who he is yet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But after an almost five-year manhunt and arrest this morning in an attempted bombing in Washington, D.C. the night before the infamous Capitol riot.
We don't know the suspect's name or anything about this person other than the fact this is a male that was living in Northern Virginia.
Fox's David Spunt.
It happened January 5th, 2021. A mysterious person covered from head to toe placed pipe bombs outside both the Democratic National Committee and Republican National Committee here in our nation's capital.
Those bombs were found the next day and never exploded. A short time ago inside the Capitol, a new congressman was sworn in.
I come to this distinguished body as a Christian, a husband, and a father.
Matt Van Epps won a special election for a vacant House seat Tuesday.
The people of Tennessee didn't send me here to just give a speech. They sent me here to deliver. And that is exactly what I intend to do.
This now gives Republicans a 220 to 213 majority in the House until GOP Congresswoman Marjorie